Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I authorize the Armed Forces of the United States to begin a limited military action in Libya in support of an international effort to protect Libyan civilians. That action has now begun.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Holy shit!
What is this effort going to cost American taxpayers? What does victory in Libya actually look like? Now, we were obviously quick to get in, but could anyone at the White House or on the Hill explain exactly how, and more importantly, when we're going to get out?
The president has no constitutional basis for the order that he gave, sending armed forces into combat over Tripoli. We are in a fourth war here, fourth front, because you have to count Pakistan, plus Iraq and Afghanistan. When do these wars end? The United States does not have unlimited power here. We have to be very careful about making it appear that we're looking for opportunities to strike inside Muslim nations. We should be trying to find a way to effect a rapprochement with the Muslim community worldwide, which means getting out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, out of Pakistan. That doesn't mean ceding to terrorism. It means you work with the world community on a police action to deal with terrorism. You don't drop bombs, which kill a lot of innocent people.
It just seems like we concentrate on the militarism and not on the diplomacy. 112 Tomahawk missiles landed on that country. Civilians have been killed. And this will not endear ourselves to the Arab world. There is no way. Even though the British and the French are involved, we will still be blamed and we will be paying most of the bills. But there's a bit of irony here also, because at the same time we're there for our so-called humanitarian reasons, there are other crises going on. You know, our close allies, the Sharia-run government of Saudi Arabia, they're using force to suppress, dissent in Bahrain. They've literally sent troops into Bahrain. And yet it's the same principle. The people are annoyed with their governments that we would support one illegitimate regime or, you know, ruthless regime. At the same time, we decide the other person has to go. There's no way we can defend Gaddafi as a great leader. But it's also interesting to note that our Secretary of State has decided to put a lot of blame and a lot of concern on the Iranians, which I find awfully interesting, because it just may be that that is the bigger issue, and what is going on in Bahrain might even be a more important issue than the grand bombing and attack on Libya. Sometimes I think they do things to distract us from what is really going on.
I don't know, winning anyone?
I don't get down like that.
You said that if the President of the United States had launched an attack on Iran without congressional approval, that would have been an impeachable offense. Do you want to review
Absolutely.
That comment you made? Well, how do you stand on that now?
Yes,
do you think
I want to stand by that comment I made. The reason I made the comment was as a warning. The reason I don't say those things lightly, Chris. You've known me for a long time. I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee for 17 years, or its ranking member. I teach separation of powers and constitutional law. This is something I know. So I got together and brought a group of constitutional scholars together to write a piece that I'm going to deliver to the whole United States Senate, pointing out the president has no constitutional authority to take this nation to war against a country of 70 million people unless we're attacked or unless there is proof that we are about to be attacked. And if he does, I would move to impeach him. The House obviously has to do that, but I would lead an effort to impeach him.
A few days, Caesar. At the most, a few days.
I don't know, winning anyone?
I don't get down like that.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
This is not an outcome that the United States or any of our partners sought. Even yesterday, the international community offered Muammar Gaddafi the opportunity to pursue an immediate ceasefire, one that stopped the violence against civilians and the advances of Gaddafi's forces. But despite the hollow words of his government, he has ignored that opportunity. His attacks on his own people have continued. his forces have been on the move.
The Libyans!
And the danger faced by the people of Libya has grown. I am deeply aware of the risks of any military action, no matter what limits we place on it. I want the American people to know that the use of force is not our first choice, and it's not a choice that I make lightly. But we cannot stand idly by when a tyrant tells his people that there will be no mercy, and his forces step up their assaults on cities like Benghazi and Misrata, where innocent men and women face brutality and death at the hands of their own government. So we must be clear. Actions have consequences, and the writ of the international community must be enforced.
The Libyans!
Go into Libya if you want to. The Libyans do not want foreign occupation on their land. And when you make that kind of move, if you're not careful, you'll unite the Libyan people against you.
The Libyans!
Gaddafi wasn't sitting in any tent twiddling his thumbs over these last 10 years. This man has been investing in African development. This man has been moving throughout Africa. This man has friends all over the world. He may not be your friend, but if you take him out and kill him like he's some rotten fella that wants to kill his own people, what did you do in Waco when your people rose up? Did you talk them out of it? No. They had weapons. You bombed them. What did you do in Philadelphia with the movement? Did you talk them out of their home or did you bomb them? We didn't hear any outcry from you religious hypocrites that love the lives of human beings. You're a liar and a hypocrite. And I warn my brother, don't you let these wicked demons move you in a direction that will absolutely ruin your future with your people in Africa and throughout the world. They don't like the way you handle Mubarak. They don't like the way you're handling the situation in the Arab world. So I would advise you to be careful and move with wisdom and skill. Why don't you organize a group of respected Americans and ask for a meeting with Gaddafi? You can't order him to step down and get out. Who the hell do you think you are? That you can talk to a man that built a country over 42 years and ask him step down and get out? Can anybody ask you? Well, there's a lot now going to ask you to step out of the White House because they don't want no black face in the White House. Be careful, brother, how you handle this situation, because it is coming to America. It has already started. Look in Wisconsin. Look in Ohio. Look at what's going on in your country. And remember your words, because the American people are rising against their own government. And let's talk it over peacefully. I hope so. But if not, America will be bathed in blood, not because Farrakhan said so, but because the dissatisfaction in America has reached the boiling point. Be careful how you manipulate the dissatisfaction in Libya and other parts of the Muslim world.
Holy shit!
Power. Are we living in the final hour? There's always around the thief in the night.
States will contribute our unique capabilities at the front end of the mission to protect Libyan civilians.
The Libyans!
And enable the enforcement of a no-fly zone that will be led by our international partners. And as I said yesterday, we will not, I repeat, we will not deploy any U.S. troops on the ground.
The Libyans!
As Commander-in-Chief, I have great confidence in the men and women of our military who will carry out this mission. I've acted after consulting with my national security team and Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress. And in the coming hours and days, my administration will keep the American people fully informed.
The Libyans!
But make no mistake, today we are part of a broad coalition. We are answering the calls of a threatened people, and we are acting in the interests of the United States.
The Libyans!
And the world.
I don't get down like that.
I do. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's the Thursday night edition, and my beautiful co-host with me tonight is the goddess of all goddesses, the lovely Angel, and I'm going to welcome her to the show right now. Hey, Angel, what's going on tonight?
Hello.
How
goddess
are you, sister?
Of all goddesses.
Yes.
Yes, that
That's
would
right.
be me.
That's right. Angel, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Angel, she's an old friend of the show, and she is so hot that the sun wears Angel glasses. You know, and,
really?
And you know what?
You
know, I was thinking, you,
that.
You know what? People don't realize this. People don't realize this, but you know how some humans, us humans, you wouldn't know Angel because you're a goddess, but us humans here on Earth, we get sunstroke, and I was thinking, what does the sun get? You know what the sun gets? Angel stroke.
Really?
I thought I'm sorry, folks.
You could after midnight.
Angel's so hot that she's fogging up my glasses.
God.
And I don't even wear glasses.
Okay. On with the
All right.
show.
On with the show. Thank you, everybody, for joining me here. It's lovely to see all the early chit-chatters. Wow. The chit-chat room is...
Where did all these people come from?
They've exploded in the chat room here. It's they're here for you. Obviously, they're not here for me.
Yeah.
They weren't here last night. I was here last night, and they weren't here last night. But
you're
here
is
tonight.
Is this a courtesy of your little chatter last night? Because I got to catch some of the show in archives, and I heard about the one who has powers, and he can double all your chatters and. You know, all that garbage.
Oh, do you think this is Fanarabs doing?
No.
For those of you who didn't listen last night, last night on the show, Fanarab, who is not in the chat room right now, but a friend of the program, Fanarab, said that he could replicate, what was it, last Friday, I got something like 250 listeners. And then on Sunday, I got over 1,000 live listeners. And Fanarab is claiming that he's responsible for getting all these numbers in my chat. And so last night, we threw the gauntlet down, and we said, all right, dude, if you're so awesome, Friday night, I want you to get at least like 600 people in my live chat. And he said, okay, fine. He wouldn't do it last night, but he said if we could give him 24 hours notice, we could do it. And
I don't
know
if
this
is.
Yeah,
right?
This is not. Well, that was for tomorrow. We had settled on Friday being the day. So I don't know if he got the days wrong.
Yeah, well, he said he could do it in 24 hours, but you gave him 2 days. How nice
yeah.
of you.
Totally.
So we're going to see
what a nice chatter
can do.
Yeah. So I want to give a shout-out to Ken Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Moore is an old friend of the program, and he's been away for a long time. He's been under the weather. He was in the hospital, and he's now back, and I'm honored and pleasured to have him back here in the chat room listening with us, and hopefully Ken will call in. I don't know, Ken, you're welcome to call in, obviously, whenever you want, whenever you're up to it. But the lines are open. It's Vince in the Bay taking your calls. Don't be shy, kids. We've got plenty of time to do this. The number 347-826-7667. Don't force me to talk about Libya. I did play that long, draining introduction in order to get things situated here in the studio.
Yeah, and, we don't want to talk about that, please.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. You know what I want to talk about? Did you hear about, we were talking about this last night with Goofy Bone. We're talking about Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a sex offender.
See that interview he had? Was he cracked out in that interview or what?
I heard some of it from the show, but I didn't see it. But I don't know. I mean, how can they label him now as a sex offender? Yeah, I don't know the whole story.
Technically, he had sex. Technically, he had sex with an underage girl.
Okay, but
I mean, he's technically,
she was going to the hotel room to have sex with him, right? And
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, you get down like that.
Oh, I totally get down like that. But LT in his interview, apparently, he says he doesn't.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. They all get down like that until they get caught.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. Well, he even said in his interview, he's like, look, I was divorced for a long time. I don't even know when this happened. Did this happen when he was married?
No, he wasn't divorced, was he? When this happened, he was still married. Because
okay,
now he says, the only problem I have now is with my wife is at
yeah,
home.
Exactly. His wife's the one that has the beef with them.
Yeah, I think he was married, but he was just on the road a lot, and he was lonely, and he called up a friend, and next thing you know, this little underage girl shows up at his hotel. Right? That's how the story went.
Yeah. You know, he should take a page from Charlie Sheen and just get porn stars. I mean, their work is out there. It's in the public domain. You know what you're getting. You know, their profiles are all over the internet. You know how old they are. It's pretty simple. I mean, he should seriously think about the Sheen perspective, where he doesn't even mess around with shit he doesn't know.
That's another thing with Charlie Sheen. You would think he would get better looking women. You know,
I know,
the two
he's got right now are pretty hot. I think the two he has right now are pretty damn hot.
I think
Bree Olsen is smoking hot. She's a freak, too. If you've ever seen any Bree Olsen's porn, she is a freakazoid. Like, she
I think
is
they're ugly. I think if I was
freakiness.
Charlie Sheen and had the kind of money he has, I think I'd have a lot hotter looking women than what he's got. I mean, come on, they're pretty ugly, really.
No, they're not
he
ugly.
Do,
granted,
yeah,
no, you're right.
He could do
right.
a lot
he better.
Better.
Sure, he could do better, but you know what? They probably he's like they're hot, but they have sparkling personalities too. I mean, come on, did you see the cheat corner, that one girl that was like following him around like a little puppy dog? He's got these little girls following him around like a little puppy dog. You know what's funny, though?
For the kind of money he has and he would pay, they could all follow him around like little puppy dogs. You know, a lot better looking.
Yeah, you know what? If you get, you know, you look at the difference between me and Charlie Sheen is like, I don't have the millions of dollars, so I'm a creeper. But if you suddenly give me $1 million, suddenly I'm like a rock star, and I'm not so creepy.
Yeah.
And girls would be happy to like sit on my lap and kiss me on the cheek, and like pose in my stupid little home videos and all that kind of shit.
So what are you trying to say? The home videos we have aren't good enough for you, huh? I'm saying
you're damn right, sister. We're going to have to up the production value. We're going to have to get better lighting, better sound. We should hire an editor, and we should make this a real production. The next time we do a sex tape, I want it to be a serious production, okay? None of this, like, infrared, like, Paris Hilton bullshit.
Okay, the next time we do a sex tape, it'll be more serious. No playing around.
Let's have like a dramatic plot and everything. You know, like it'll be, and we should set it in the, it should be a period piece too. We should set it during like the Old West out on a prairie, you know?
Yeah, so no bringing pizza to the door, right?
No, come on, that's old. That's contrived. That's so 80s. Come on.
You could bring
life into the porn industry, the sex tape industry. We want people to think that, like,
that tells you how long it's been since I watched porn.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You come up with the idea. We'll make our own porn again.
All right.
All right.
If anybody out there listening wants to contribute to our ideas here, we're open for suggestions. Myself and Angel, we're going to be starring in our new sex tape, and we've decided that we're going to set it in the Old West. And,
we'll take ideas. It doesn't have to be the Old West.
Okay, I guess. Oh, so you're saying you don't like the Old West idea?
No, I'm not saying that. That's one. Hold on. That's one, but we'll take more ideas. But they can't star in it. They just are going to give us some ideas.
Right. They'll get writing credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No money, though.
And any of the women that submit suggestions that have large breasts, they can apply to be my fluffer.
Your fluffer.
Hey, comedian Stevie Mac is in the building. Good, big ups to him. Stevie Mac has got a show here at BTR. And Stevie, if you want to come through tonight, it's Vince in the Bay with my co-host tonight, Angel, and we're taking calls. The lines are open. If you want to join us, we're coming up with ideas. We're taking suggestions on what sort of porn scene Angel and I should perform next for our own personal sex tapes that we produce for ourselves. We're getting tired of the cliche, like pizza man at the door, or the pool boy, or that kind of stuff. We want to come up with something fresh and new. So if you, the listener, have any suggestions, we're open to them, so long as you call us at 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and the lovely and talented Angel is with me. Stevie Mac, yes, thank you for joining us. Thank you for catching up. We did say sex tape. We are...
Yes, our new sex tape we're going to be coming out with. We only have four so far.
Yeah, we only have four. And the first one was kind of... It just didn't... I don't even know if that one even counts. Because,
yeah, well, that was just like a practice run.
It was on your phone. Fine. I mean, we can do it, but it's cool. We like to do mixed media too. Sometimes we'll film it on our phones, and also we'll film it simultaneously with the camera crew and all that kind of stuff. So we make it sort of like Blair Witch, but with porn. So let's take calls, shall we? Well, I think we have a call here. 111, you're on the air.
This is comedian Stevie Mac. What's crack-a-lacking?
Hey, Stevie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. What's going on with you, man?
Well, I'm listening to the ideas you guys are bantering here about a sex tape. Why don't you do something different than everybody else? We're getting tired of actually seeing sex tapes. Do a sex audio release.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you could just you could tell them that you got gorillas in the room. Nobody will really know what's in there if you do a sex audio.
Well, we actually, that's funny you say that. One of our previous tapes, we actually did involve a gorilla. So that's actually, we've already done that. That's a good idea, though.
We kind of did a little bit of one on the air one night. Right, Ben? We kind of did a little bit of one on the air one night. Yeah, missed it, Stevie. If you'd come to the show more often, you would have heard it.
A little bit of one. I wonder what that really means. You just put the head in.
What that means? Our guest that night was Brett Favre.
Off the chain, man. So what could be done?
That's what's up, Stevie Mac. So what's up with you, Stevie Mac? You still doing your show here on Blog Talk, right?
Yes, you know, Stevie Mac Radio airs Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And off the chain, man, we had a hell of a show today, man, talking about radiation and Chris Brown and all kind of stuff. Had scientists on the show, experts in the field, tons of callers. Had a lot of fun here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up with Chris Brown? What's his problem? He just came out with a record. Did he do something bad, too?
Yeah, he's got that thing he did on the Good Morning America or whatnot.
Yeah,
What did he do on Good Morning America? I missed that.
Well, the host was trying to interview him and kept asking him about Rihanna, and he got mad and upset because he wanted to talk about the release of his new album. So after the interview, he did a performance singing and dancing and whatnot. And then after that, he stormed off stage, went to the dressing room, and allegedly tore that mother up and threw a chair at the window, busted a window out of the studio and everything.
Yeah. And then he stormed out of the building he took his shirt off and stormed out of the building.
Oh, my God. That'll teach his shirt to be on his chest again.
Just teach his shirt to be on his back, huh?
But all the questions that they asked him was pre-approved, they said. And so he knew what they were going to ask him, and he still got upset anyway. He got mad about it.
Bitch. You know what I would do? If I was him, you know what I would do? If they kept asking me about Rihanna, I'd just do a fucking Rihanna song. I'd be like, you know what? If you want Rihanna so bad, I'm just going to do a Rihanna song. How about that?
Or improv to start humping the chair. This is me and Rihanna right here.
Yeah. He's like, you want to find out what I did to Rihanna? Keep asking about her.
Or if he would have attacked the host and showed her what he did.
Yeah. Because it's better if you do it on air, because that way you don't leave it up to people's imagination. If they just hear that you threw shit around, then they're going to think, like, the worst. But if you actually see it, then it's like, bam, there it is. You see it. That's why Charlie Sheen's, like, onto something right now.
That's why he's winning.
As wild and crazy as he is, he's onto something.
You just gave me an idea, man. Some Charlie Sheen blow-up dolls. That probably would really sell, like, tiger's blood.
Oh, you know who's already beaten you to it? Charlie Sheen.
He's got blow-up dolls?
Winning.
Ha-ha!
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Yeah, I got tickets to his show here in Cleveland. I don't know what it's supposed to be about, but I'm curious to go see what if he's just going to stand up there and go winning for like 2 hours or what the hell he's going to do.
Yeah, he's coming. He's doing a show here in the Bay Area, too.
Are you going to go see him?
I don't know if I'd pay for it, but if somebody gave me a ticket, I would go.
Yeah, that's why I'm going. The tickets, I got 5 tickets for free.
Oh, so yeah. Hey, I want to go. Can I go with you? Let me go with you.
I think he's
when
here the 5th of April.
What's the April?
The 5th or 7th.
What city, Angel?
Cleveland in Ohio.
So, Vince, you going all the way to Cleveland to go see it?
Yeah, why not, dude? Why not, man? I'm a baller.
I'm here, man.
I'm just going to fire up the Learjet and pick up Angel, and we're going to go... you know, we'll make a pit stop in Amsterdam and pick up some of the finest cannabis cup weed we can find. And hell, while we're out there, we'll stop in Champagne, France for some real champagne, and then we'll come back to fucking Ohio and go see the goddamn show.
And all during that trip, you could film the sex tape as the Mile High sex tape.
Wait, can we go pick up a gorilla somewhere?
We'll definitely, you know, we don't want to go to the same people that we went to for the last gorilla, though. I'm pretty safe to say that's not going to happen again.
I like the way you
but,
said
winning. You know who else we should bring along? We should bring along Lawrence Taylor. I'm sure he'd want to hang out.
I don't get down like that.
Well, there's a gorilla.
I don't get down like that.
There's a gorilla right there.
He might try to rape my gorilla.
He would be the gorilla.
No. Mm-hmm. I want a real gorilla.
Vince, you want that kind of competition in your tape, a gorilla?
Hey, you know, I'll take it wherever I can get it. If I can get a piece of... If getting a piece of... Seriously, if getting a piece of angel means that I have to share with a goddamn gorilla, I don't matter. It makes no difference to me.
Off the chain.
I'm totally fine with that. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here, but before
angel.
We do, hey, Stevie Mac,
yep.
Tell us really quick, once again, for the listeners and my archive listeners, I get a lot of people, that as many, if not more, that listen to the archives. Why don't you tell us really quick when we can catch your show and where?
Awesome. You can catch Stevie Mac Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a 30-minute show because I'm doing four nights a week. And more information can be found at steviemac.com, steviemac.com.
That's what's up, Stevie Mac. Thank you for coming through, brother. We're going to take a little break and... I'll be right back with the lovely Angel, and we're going to hear some words from the talented and now deceased Nate Dogg, who I just saw Snoop posted. They're doing some benefit for him and to raise money for his family. And, it's really, really, really sad to see him go. He was only 41 years old. But he was a G, no doubt about it. And I have to give him respect and some West Coast love. I'll be back to give some West Coast love to Angel in a minute. If you guys want to give us ideas about what our porn scene should be like, give us a ring-a-ding, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit it. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for stretch. He who has the most is he who won the match.
Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leading standing still in the track. Strike three, you can call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but Warren and me. To all the non-believers now I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
They call me Jesus, the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thug, giving up G love.
Do you remember back on the east side when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me.
Closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumping from coast to coast, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody got this better.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
Nobody
does it better.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, 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 Vincent the Bay. A little taste of Nate Dogg. And I'm back here with my lovely co-host tonight, Angel.
So, what happened to Nate Dogg?
Well, he had complications. I guess he suffered a couple of strokes, like two strokes over the course of a year. And
wow.
He's been having some problems, and he just had some complications and died from that.
That's awfully
young.
That's
all I know.
I didn't really believe he was dead at first. I mean,
because
they didn't hear anything about it on the news and stuff here. Then a couple
of
days
not.
Later.
No, that's a back page thing on the news in general. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm here with Angel, and we're taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have somebody waiting patiently on area code on the area from the area code 580. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, boo. Just came to show you some love.
Oh, hey. It's Ruby Sexy Candy.
Hey, how
y'all
doing?
Girl?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm hanging out with Angel. We just had comedian Stevie Mack with us, and Angel's co-hosting with me tonight.
How you doing, Miss Angel?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Ruby Sexy Candy, she is going to be my co-host tomorrow for Free Ball Friday, which was insane last week. Out of control. So much fun. So we decided to do a sequel, and that's going to be tomorrow. So, fuck, dude. It's going to be between tonight and tomorrow. I'm going to have, you know, fuck. I don't need Viagra now at this point. A few ladies around. All I have to, I just have a perma boner.
I know everybody's been hitting me up about Friday because people are still going back and listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. That's been a big, that Friday and Sunday were both huge live and got a lot of hits in the archives too. So it was fun. I'm bring it on. The more the merrier. We had a nice influx of people actually tonight for Angel's appearance. It seems to me like all I have to do is put a really sexy girl on as my co-host, and I'm golden.
Hey, that's how it normally goes.
It's a formula that works, I guess.
Because I know me. I want to hear women, too, shit.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, so I don't know if you heard us earlier, Ruby, but Angel and I are working on our next sex tape.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to come up with ideas for storylines, like themes or whatever, plot lines, if you will. And we don't want to do something that's sort of cliche where it's like, you know, the pool boy or the pizza delivery guy or whatever. We want to do something that's unique and come up with like a scene that nobody's ever seen in porn or in home video or set personal sex tapes.
Oh gosh!
So what do you have?
What about in the rain?
In the rain?
Yeah, in the rain. God, that's just, the best.
We just go out in the rain and just fuck.
Just bang, yes. Just get it in.
Yeah, there's one.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then
okay,
I come, that's... and then I come in some stilettos and nothing else on. How about that?
That's hot. That's fucking really hot. How about that? You could film it for us.
We might have to do more than one sex tape.
We'll make a compilation, actually. I think it's turning into a compilation. But, I mean, we could still use the raining theme. We could still do, like, multiple scenes, but the one carrying over factor is sex in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do it at different periods, like
man,
that's sex in
bad.
The rain. And the like, I wanted to do it an old Western like scene, and we could
mm-hmm.
do
with
like
cowboy
like,
boots and
know,
a cowboy hat,
yeah, like a cowboy and an Indian fucking like her, like me and Pocahontas, you know, fucking in the rain somewhere.
And midgets, we have to throw some midgets in here somewhere.
I know a sexy midget. I know a
sure.
sexy midget that works
Stevie
at the strip club.
Brought that to the people. Did he include the midgets? This is turning into like one of those exquisite courts.
And a gorilla.
Oh, yeah,
I know
gorilla.
A dude that looks like a gorilla.
You have sex
does that
in
count?
The rain in the Old West with a gorilla and midgets.
And a midget. you know what?
Blunt.
I would literally sit there and I would smoke a blunt to that. I would sit there and I would
yeah.
watch
you
that.
Know what? Oh, no, we're also going to smoke blunts while we're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're smoking blunts the whole time. We both have a blunt in our mouth, our own individual blunts.
But to make sure you blow the smoke up her cooch and then suck it back out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've done that.
I blow it to
I've
her
done
cooch
that.
And then she queefs it back into my mouth.
Yeah.
Wow, I think we found our director.
Yeah, I know. You're such a great creative mind sexually. It's amazing. We need to work with her more often. It's amazing when you find the chemistry, the creative chemistry with a creative mind like that. And for those of you who are tuning in via station WXRY in Santiago, Chile, this is the translation for you.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
A midget gorilla? Max said a midget gorilla. What's that about? Is there such thing as a midget gorilla?
If we could find
gorilla?
One, sure.
You know what? Last night I was trying to get in your chat room, but I couldn't even get in.
Oh, that's what he said. yeah, it's tough. It's tough getting in. I know. It's tight. The chat room's really tight, baby.
I know it. I know it. You break a sweat trying to get off in it.
Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking, you know, a midget gorilla, how do other species have, like, midgets? Like a midget version of them? Like, you ever see, like, a midget dog? No?
Well, that would be,
or is that
like
a wiener dog?
Teacup,
a wiener dog, like a midget
dog. A teacup wiener?
A teacup wiener. You know what? I've never seen one, but I would love to have one.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Oh, yeah.
I know it. Thank you.
I don't know if I'd want my wiener to be teacup. I kind of like my wiener,
baby. Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. I just lost my boner. Yeah,
I don't like them. I don't like them big or small. So, hey, it is what it is.
Quick shout out to the chat room, Angels, comedian Stevie Mack, Dr. Han Solo, Ava Dancing Diva,
that's
Ken
my
Moore,
sister.
Ava Dancing Diva. Oh, is she as sexy and beautiful as you are?
She is. Mm-hmm.
She should call in and
she's
prove
beautiful.
It. Have her call in and prove
it. Oh, I
don't
know if she will. She's shy.
How old is she? Can I ask how old is she? Is
18.
Is she legal?
18.
Ooh, she's barely legal.
She's barely legal. Let me keep my comments to myself.
Yeah. Well, hey, no. Barely legal is still legal, though, sister. So it's all good.
Oh, man. Let me keep my comments to myself.
Not on this show. On this show, you should share everything.
No, because yesterday I ran into, like, this sexy girl, and she was talking to me. And, like, you know, I was talking to her, and I was just like, how old are you? And she said, I'm 19. I was just like, well, let me walk away.
Oh.
I can't do it.
You're not even that old, though. But you're like 20,
I'm almost
what,
30. I'm almost
30?
30. I'm almost.
Oh, that's not bad, though. That's only 10 years. It's not bad. I think when I was 30, I was still, I think 19-year-olds were still in play for me when I was at 30.
Almost. I don't like to teach, you know, I don't like to teach new tricks. I want an old dog that already know all the tricks.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes it's nice. It's fun to train, though, when they're good learners.
Yeah, but it's a waste of time. It's a waste of my time. I like
okay,
to get it in.
DJ Uncle Bobby is with us now. DJ Uncle Bobby. Is this the same Uncle Bobby? He's now a DJ? Is he like a DJ, like he's going to, like, come to your party and, like, spin at your party or something? It's like, what is that all about, DJ Uncle Bobby?
Yeah, I need a DJ for my cousin, Cintietta.
Hey, let's bring on 50 Rubles. What's cooking, 50 Rubles?
Is the Gabby Lala on tonight? I heard you had the Gabby Lala show.
No, there's no Gabby Lala tonight. No, I'm trying to get Gabby Lala on my show. I've played her music on my show. If you want me to play some Gabby Lala, I can certainly do that, but she's not here. I have
I don't want it.
Jesus Christ, what the hell going on in there? Hello?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, then,
that wasn't
what's
me.
What's up? Yeah, whatever. 50 rubles. What's up?
Are you still doing the giveaways on Craigslist?
We are doing the giveaway. We can do it right now if you want. What do you want to give away?
Oh, I'm trying to see if there's any hobos.
Any hobos? Okay,
three
we
hobos
can put the call out on the show. Hey,
well,
anybody
no, you can find one behind.
A hobo, call in now. What?
Yeah. Or also, you know what I would like to get? If you're giving away free stuff, I'd like to get a free adventure.
A free adventure?
Yeah,
where?
Adventure. Just an adventure, like anything with a rope or some kind of river to cross or something.
Okay. Unfortunately, all I've got for you is a word from our sponsor, Anaconda Malt Liquor. That's right. Anaconda Malt Liquor makes you go, woo.
You ain't had no
way.
Go on, what did you just say? You said, melt in your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. And not in your hand. And who makes M&M's?
The white man.
Oh, Dick. Mars Candy Company makes it. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Those white men. Mars is also
the Roman god of war.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who is the Greek
god of war?
Ares.
Ah. Right on. Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the X.
Ram. That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Aries. Oh, now then, Aries' half-sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa. Athena,
which is the capital of Greece.
And as we all know, zodiological astronomy was created by the Greeks in
785
BC.
And 785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh, my God. 785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Cold Kansas!
Take that. Spell it backwards. Drop the S.
What's that? Snake. Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They call it Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it.
Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right. Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi, which was a big-ass snake.
And what, brothers, is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What she said?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you
woo.
Gives you what?
Woo.
And who else is famous for
woo? Little Richard.
Who?
Little Richard.
So, what they really saying is,
Anaconda malt liquor gives you
Little Richard. What is another word for Richard?
Anaconda malt liquor gives you a little dick.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Here with you, having a feedback party, and speaking of wildflowers, I have my co-host tonight, Angel, with me. If you want to join us here on the air, the number is in the chat room, 347-826-7667. We're getting ready to, we're winding down hour number one. And getting ready to start hour number two. It's Disorderly Conduct, open lines tonight. You want to join the party, real easy, call in, press one, and I'll bring you on. So let's go to the phones now. And I have a 111. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Who's this?
This is Deacon. You know, I found the best way to wind down is by jerking off.
Me too. What else? Anything else? I guess not. All right, let's take another call. I think this is Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby, what's going on, dude?
Oh, I was just fucking around with my girlfriend. I didn't even know you were picking me up. What's up, brother?
You were fucking your girlfriend right
no,
now?
No, fucking around. Believe me, I wish it was what you just said.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, what's up, man? I see that you're DJ Uncle Bobby now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just getting tired. Like the whole thing I was doing with the news and the friggin' all whatever I was doing, trying to make everybody else happy. You know, Capo was putting shit in my head, trying to tell me, you know, do a show like him when, you know, he has about as many listeners as me, if not less. So I don't know why he's breaking my balls. But anyway. The whole point is, you know, I just figured I'd do me, and so now I'm playing music, but it's just the funny songs. You know what I'm saying?
It's just funny songs. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's what I do. I can't change that up. You know what I mean? That's what I've always
done.
Yeah,
you got to be Uncle Bobby, and if that means being Uncle Bobby is being DJ Uncle Bobby, so be it, right?
So be it. Exactly,
yeah.
Vince.
Hey, okay. Get it.
But what I really caught about, you want to hear it?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
this
please.
This is amazing.
Oh,
lay it on me. What?
You know when you were talking about, you know, the how, you know, it depends on the site you get on and everything when you had all them listeners and stuff? And I think it did have something to do with the lovely lady that's on the phone too, right? Is that correct? Isn't that one of the ladies that was on last weekend or no?
Are you talking about last weekend? Ruby Sexy Candy was on last Friday with me.
Okay,
and
that night,
I got a bunch of listeners, yeah. What about it?
Well, anyway, you were saying something the last show I was listening to. You were saying something about, you know, getting on the right site or whatever. And so I started thinking to myself, I'm in the bathroom. That's when I do my best thinking. I'm like, you know what? I need to check out some chat rooms and, you know, Google some chat or, you know, throw in some words. And I found, I don't know if it's going to work yet because this one's a little tricky, but I found one. I'll put it in the chat room. Boom, there I am. I made it a thing. But I'm sure if this isn't the one, I'm going to find one. There's like a chat room with 600 people in there right now, and I'm talking to them. And, you know, it's like no spam, whatever. I don't think that – Blog Talk Radio is not spam, right?
Well, if you go in there and say, hey, check out my friend Vince's radio show, put the link – I don't know. That's some people would probably say that's spam, but some people
you know what
might
though
be like,
they can't like they can click on YouTube
let's
links.
Check out the show.
They can click on YouTube links, but I just put up my Blog Talk Radio link and they can't click on that. Like if I put your link up there right now, which I will, but I don't know if they'll be able to. I don't think they'll be able to click on it because I just tried it online.
Don't worry about it, dude. You know what? We don't need a bunch of rant. I mean, as cool as it is to see a bunch of people listening, you know, it's if they just in here just because they're all
following somebody else and not even here because the merits of the show, then I don't know if I really want that. Because, like, when I had that one night where I literally had 1,000 live listeners on Sunday night.
That was exciting? That wasn't exciting for you?
That was totally exciting. It was totally exciting. But I'll tell you what wasn't exciting was the next day going back and seeing, like, 50 listeners again and going, oh, you know, it kind of, like, distorts your perception on what it is you're doing and what a real audience is.
Yeah, it's like a hit of crack, right? Like, you take the hit. I don't know if you ever had.
There was a perfect alignment. it's what happens every once in a while on BTR. It happens to Ghost a lot. If you Ghost chat room blows up all the time. It hasn't really happened to me in a long time. Like I said, the most I've ever had before is like maybe 200, and I went way over 200. No, I'd never done 200 up until last week. I'd done like 150-ish, and around there live, and for a long time. But it's kind of fluctuated all over the place, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got 250 or all close to 250 last week on Friday, and then Sunday it was like over 1,000. It was insane. There was like three different internet troll crews all in the chat at the same time. It was insanity. It was definitely fun.
That was like the perfect storm because you said Flawless
that's a freak occurrence.
Yeah.
But it puts things in perspective, though. You get excited and you think you want to get used to that, but then it you come back down to reality. It's just like, okay, you know, it is what it is. Hey, I got to take more calls. I want to bring on a good friend of the program, an old friend of the program, who's making his return tonight. It's Ken Moore. What's going on, Ken?
Not much, Vince. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. I'm, since I think I last talked to you, I've relocated. I have a new facility that I'm broadcasting from now. 50 Rubles is also a tenant in this facility that we have here, and he's, been a regular, kind of the closest thing I have to filling your shoes. But he's here right now, too. Let me bring him on. 50 Rubles. What's going on, dude? What's cooking?
I'm urban today.
You're urban today.
Yo.
Right. So 50 Rubles is urban today. So now you're up to and my co-host tonight is Angel. You know Angel. You're familiar with Angel.
Hubba.
Yeah. but the real question is, Ken, how are you doing, man?
Doing good now. I had to go in for surgery. Ended up on the liver with COVID, so the antibiotics they put me on while I was in the hospital for a week and a half killed off all the good bacteria. So didn't find that out until last Saturday when I was sent to the ER. So finally feeling better.
Wow.
You got to get some of that probiotic yogurt.
Yep, yogurt and everything else. I mean, I'm going through the baby stage again. They always said I was full of shit.
Eat a dead rat. That has plenty of organisms in it.
Yeah,
well,
I got a
rat. Easy with that.
Yeah, take that.
He is urban tonight, so dead rats would fall.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's got,
well, good
you
back,
what did
man.
You get surgery on?
I had a... two major gallbladder attacks out of nowhere, and the gallbladder was infected. They admitted me on my second one.
Gnarly.
So then it was a week and a half after they admitted me that they finally released me after they took it out.
Jesus.
But it had got into the liver, which wasn't good, so I got the big old cut on me, not the little bitty... Where
you
are they
got
going
a man
with the camera?
Butt.
Yeah, about 15
you
inches.
No fucking chicken fried steak. You got a fucking steak. Gnarly.
If you're gonna do it right.
Jesus.
So what's cooking tonight?
Oh shit! I'm making a peanut butter sandwich, man.
I thought she was urban. Like, why aren't
well,
you?
They eat that in the city now. It's that kind of, it's not faux pas again. You can get it at Whole Foods, so I eat it.
I thought you were supposed to like go dumpster diving or something.
No. I don't do it on that shit. I only do high end foodie shit. Like I'm a fucking what you call? Like I'm a snob, basically. I'm a fucking now I'm an urban food snob because I was out in the farm farming, but now I'm urban.
An urban snob.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm a snob too.
So like kelp caviar.
Oh yeah, dude. Fucking oh shit. Rat VR.
Isn't an urban snob like Puffy?
What?
Puffy Combs? Isn't that like he would be an urban snob, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's got a cereal out now called what's it? Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa
I don't
Puffs.
Think so.
What's going on in the show tonight, Vince?
Well, I have my special co-host tonight, Angel, with me. She's
Angel.
One of my lovely goddesses that I have
from
time to time
where is she
here
calling
on
from?
Blog Talk Radio.
What? Where in the world?
She's from Ohio. She's in Ohio.
Oh, where?
I'll let her tell you. Angel, tell us.
Oh,
because
my buddy moved
about
to Columbus.
We want
to
get the gentleman. Want to meet?
I'm Cleveland.
Oh my! They're shooting the Avengers there.
Shooting what?
You know the Iron Man.
Heroin
fucking...
there. They're shooting heroin there.
Yeah.
Iron Man and like Captain America, they're shooting that one of those movies there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
There it is.
Cleveland's an up and coming town too.
It is.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
There is
a
mass,
fucking bowling alley
built.
There.
There's a what?
I used to go to a bowling alley in Cleveland. I swear to God. No, it was a bowling alley and a roller derby, but they put skateboard ramps in there and we go fucking roll around.
In Cleveland?
That place still there? Yeah,
in Cleveland,
a,
Ohio or Tennessee?
No, it was Cleveland, California. No, it was Cleveland,
yeah,
Ohio.
I was gonna say not in Ohio.
No, it was
no.
in Ohio. I know I was in Ohio because there was no other Cleveland that was that close to Detroit. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct, and that's what it's kind of turning into right now, which is, hey, Tim Moore's back. That's how it should be. We should just be, this
oh
should just
God.
Be a free-for-all.
Are you
I muted,
fucking...
what?
No, I was going to say, do you ever, can you dedicate a song?
Yeah.
No.
What song do you want, and who do you want to dedicate it to?
I want to dedicate a song to Angel and Vince, and I want you to play Search and Destroy.
How about Fuck You, dedicated to the one angry Jew?
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
One,
how about that one? Yes.
Wait, what's that one fucking, the G.G. Allen fucking song, Fuck You, You Scum?
Oh, Search and Destroy?
No, you can just play Fuck You. Or you can play, I don't really give a shit. And give it, you know, send it out to the angry Jew, too. I don't even know who he is.
I'm going to make him an offer.
All right, you know what? Angel's my co-host. She wants Fuck You. So I guess that wins out because she's my co-host.
Well, what does that
mean? She's beautiful.
She wants me off the air?
She's got
co-host
boobies.
Wins over listener.
And she has boobies. Oh, I didn't even notice her boobies. She's got such mesmerizing eyes. I don't even notice anything else.
Oh.
It's hot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, does right. anybody do these shows in Michigan?
No.
No.
It's against the law in Michigan to have these shows. It was outlawed because they have a communist regime that's in place in Michigan, and they're all forced to fucking wear big
Nobody
red stamps on their forehead.
Let's just say that. Nobody likes Michigan.
Yeah exactly. Case in
Am
point,
I muted?
50, yeah, no, you're not muted. What's up, Uncle Bobby?
Okay.
What's your
second.
Problem?
Just checking. No problem. Sorry.
That's it. You're just checking to see if you're muted.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not kidding you at all. All
right, now you're muted then. No, now I'm muting you. God, idiots. 347-826-7667. Charlie, you see what I'm talking about here?
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, amen. It's me and Angel. We're on top of the world, and the rest of you are fools and trolls. I'm Vincent the Bay. If you want to join me and the goddess Angel, we've got about 45 minutes to go. The number 347-826-7667. And if you don't, well then...
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Hey, Vince in the Bay back here. My co-host tonight, the lovely and talented Angel. We're taking calls. We're also taking suggestions on what sort of scene we should play out for our next sex tape. And actually, it's turned into a compilation of sex tapes. And the theme so far is going to be having sex in the rain. And it's going to be different scenes. So I guess we're looking for different scenes now in the rain. I guess we'll have to do, like, the obligatory pool boy scene, you know, because, like, you're going to have to, like, call because it's raining and you got to, like, get somebody to come clean the pool and clean out the rain gutters. Oh, no, instead of a pool boy, it can be somebody, like, the handy guy that comes and cleans the rain gutters.
Oh, yeah, and, like, that's a good idea.
And he'll just be like, hey, he'll be on the roof.
Rigid gorilla.
He'll be up there working on the roof, and his handyman sidekick is a little midget gorilla that comes along with him, and the gorilla usually goes on the roof and the guy just hands him shit. Like, I'll just be like handing him stuff, and then he'll come out and go, oh, hey, do you need a hand with that? And we'll just be like, oh, no, we got it. He's like, no, really, and then you'll come up on the roof and help out the gorilla, and then you guys will start going at it, and then I'll join in, and then we'll just be the three of us just going at it on the roof in the rain. Sounds pretty hot, don't you think?
Well, the gorilla sounds kind of funny.
What do you think, Ken?
I think as long as the gorilla's holding the umbrella and a video camera, I think all is good.
Yeah. Totally, bro.
Because, I mean,
PG-13. Well, that's the porn version of it. Instead of XXX, it's like XX, double X.
You know, things get wet. Things get wet and slippery during sex, and so the gorilla might slip, but yet the umbrella will help him from hurting himself when he falls off the roof.
All right. I like it. Oh, man. I lost all of my... I have so many freaking sound files on here now. It's ridiculous. I can't even... And I forget what I name stuff. Sometimes I put just the letter A in front of something, so that way I know it'll be at the top. But then sometimes I'll put the in front of something, and sometimes I won't. So I can't remember if I put a something or the something or just the something or just something, you know? Pisses me off. I don't care.
You need a catalog.
I'm trying to find the sound effect of me and of one of the sex tapes that I already made with Angel. Man, where is it?
Oh, well.
A little teaser. Oh, well. I'll find it later. But, yeah, just use your imagination.
You know, that should be the very first thing on there. I'm so disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. I got to catalog these better. My bad.
Then you need a catalog for how you catalog them.
Mm-hmm. I need you to catalog me, baby. Let's get it on right now.
Yeah, you need some angel touching after the show, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. That might be necessary. Or now. We can do it now. Right here, you and me, Angel. Let's do it, baby. Ken, look the other way.
My eyes are closed.
Actually, you know what, Ken? You can hold the camera this time. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, let me just peel this off here, Angel. And rock you back here on the couch. And oh, yeah. Slide that over. And wow, you're really flexible. That's pretty... Oh, that feels really good. How did you? Wow, she's taking over. Go for it, baby. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just watch it while I'm doing the underball cam.
Hey, dude. Give me some room here, bro. I think this... She's got some weird leverage going on here. I don't know. This could get really ugly. Oh my God. Wow, I had no idea that was going to happen that fast. That was great. Those of you who were watching the Insider Extreme Cam, I apologize. I don't usually finish that quick, but she's good. Wow. Hey, we got some people in the chat room now. Let's give some shout-outs, shall we? Angel, of course, first and foremost. Also, comedian Stevie Mack, DJ Uncle Bobby, Dr. Han Solo, Flamer, Ken Moore, Matilda Blankets, Patty Come Home, and several guest listeners. And great. We have Matilda and Patty are, of course, providing us with plenty of on-air real-time critiquage of the program. I appreciate the running commentary. And again, if you're joining us, it's Vince in the Bay with my special co-host tonight, the lovely Angel. We just made sweet love on the air. And I think we have Uncle Bobby back with us. Uncle Bobby, what's up, dude?
I'm mad at you, dude. You're a dickhead.
Why?
Because you're picking my balls, man. And then I had to come humble myself because she wasn't ready to let me watch Survivor because I was only being tough because I wanted to watch Survivor. And then she tells me she ain't ready. She wants to watch Office, and then I get bored and come back on his show, and now she's telling me she's ready to watch Survivor.
Moving on, let's see. Let's take another call here. This is, who is this? Oh, this is another good friend, our buddy, our pal from Prankville, USA. It's Nature Boy. What's going on, Nature Boy?
How you doing there, Mr. the Bay? How's it going tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I have the lovely Angel here with me tonight as my co-host, and we just had phone sex on the air, basically. And I don't smoke cigarettes, so I just I'm getting ready to pack a bowl and suck down a chonger, if you will, and enjoy
a
the
chonger?
Rest
what
of my show.
A chonger, Vince?
A chonger. Yeah, look it up. A chonger. C-H-O-N-G-E-R, you know, like chong, cheech and chong, a chonger,
yeah.
A bong load, a rip, a fucking, I'm blazing, bro. What more do you need to know?
Well, hey, I need to know what the hell are you blazing on over there?
You're going to have to break out the Crayolas. Draw him a picture.
God damn it, I didn't press my cough button.
Who the hell was that today? I didn't know
that's
you brought
my co-host, Angel. All right, you know what? You ask way too many goddamn questions, all right? And I'm going to answer the first one you asked me like 5 minutes ago before you like bombarded me with 20 other questions that you didn't wait for answers for. The answer to your first question, what am I smoking? I'll tell you what. I've been smoking four different things. I got a little sampler today from the good folks at the Vapor Room. I got some purple diesel. I also got blue cheese, some green kush, and also orange crush. And most of those are, two of those are sativa-based, two of those are sort of 50-50 hybrids. And, you know, I'm sort of team sativa. I'm sort of a mellow guy, so if I smoke too much indica, I'll become, you know, comatose. So I need something with a little more pick-me-up. So I go with this on Team Sativs. And we got some more calls here, so let's move on. I have 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Yo, I'm calling to see if you guys put a shout-out. Get me some bell. Give me some bell, kid. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hang up on him, then.
Yo, cha-ching, cha-ching, I need some money, make it the money, make it the money.
50 rubles back with us now. 50 rubles. What's up, dude?
Oh man, I'm French country today. Provence. That's I'm not urban. I'm Provence now.
All right, moving on. Let's see. I think we have Ruby Sexy Candy back with us. Ruby Sexy Candy, what's up, honey?
Oh, nothing. I had to take another call when I'm back.
Don't you ever hang up again.
No, I didn't I didn't hang up. I was still on, but I just was on another line.
Don't you ever take a call again.
Let me guess, you've been having some crazy callers.
Yes.
One or two.
It's been pure pandemonium since you left.
Oh, God. I can imagine.
Yeah. So you didn't miss a whole lot. We did get a couple of callers that were quite annoying and regrettable for
like Friday.
Yeah. It's been a mixed bag, but for the most part, it's been great. Everybody's here showing the love because I have Angel with me. It's always nice.
I know she has her. She has this big ass help sign up. I got you.
Basically, she's trying to ease the pain with the extra folks. It's nice. It's nice to see people to support her. She's enduring though. We're almost done. We only have a half hour left.
Just wait till he start having phone sex with you. He's gonna play some music. And then start
having
phone
sex. Oh, we have phone sex already.
We missed it. We already did.
Yeah.
We could do it again later if you want. I'm not hard anymore. So
we could all have group sex. You and me and him later. And Ken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot of penises.
Yeah. Well, we can add another penis. We can add 50 rubles. Or not. Nobody seems. No, actually, 50 rubles. You can be the director.
I want to direct.
Or you can be the gaffer or something. I don't know. All right, we're getting some major feedback from some people here. You got to correct your background noise situation there, folks. I think that was actually Ruby Sexy Candy. You might want to see about your internet, your phone connection or your background noise or something's going on. It was a weird connection. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. And shit, you know what happened tonight? It was fucking March Madness. I missed the games. What happened? Butler won? Did North Carolina play? I didn't even pay attention.
Butler beat Wisconsin. That's all I cared about.
Oh, jeez. All right, I got to get my Basketball Jones on. I'm going to do that and be right back.
Basketball Jones! I got a Basketball Jones! Got a Basketball basketball, and I love that.
Disorderly Conduct.
With your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Sexy Candy, probably two of the hottest female personalities on late night on
TR. They're women, though, yeah?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay.
Goddesses.
So, I know you'll keep your hands to yourself.
Don't count on it.
No, if they were guys, I'd be worried.
What? Why would they be? Why? Wait, what are you talking about,
dude? Yeah, because you'd be cheating on me, Vince.
Cheating on you? Are you kidding me, dude? You're my fucking cabana boy.
I know, but listen, these cats are driving me crazy. You have to take them out for a walk or something. Do something with them, please. And can you bring up furniture polish? I need to polish the bedposts.
Why don't you just go get it and I'll pay for it, all right? I don't have time for that shit.
No, it's downstairs where it's where you are. Can you just bring it up?
I'm upstairs. Dude, I'm upstairs. What are you talking about? What house are you in, dude? Are you sure you got the right guy?
Vince, please. I don't have time to play games. Please tell these girls to go home and tell them you don't want
girls.
To play
these are
anymore.
Goddesses. Angel's not a girl. She's a grown woman. Have you seen a picture of her? She's not a girl. She looks. Don't get me wrong, Angel. You don't look like you're a cougar or anything.
Uh-huh.
You look. I mean, you are a cougar technically. I mean, technically you're not a cougar. But if I were younger and you were a cougar to me, I would have been. I'd be like me, row. You know what I'm saying?
Is she a gilf?
What?
Is she a gilf?
What's that? Dude, you're blowing my game right here, bro. I've got the sexiest co-host ever on with me. You're fucking my shit up. What is your problem?
Bring a rag, bring a paper towel, and bring...
All right, that's enough of that. I apologize, Angel. He brings out the worst in me. I don't know why he does it. He always waits until the end of the show. He'll spend like the last like 10 or 15 minutes of the show just bugging the shit out of me.
That's okay.
And it's, you know, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. If anybody wants to join us other than Carl, the number is 1-347-826-7667. Okay, perfect. We have 50 rubles back with us. 50. What's up now?
Oh man, I'm Moroccan.
You're Moroccan or you're a Moroccan? What'd you say?
No, I'm North African Moroccan.
Okay, and
I thought he's a rocket.
I'm a rocket. Oh, that would be good.
Oh, you want a
pocket
rocket? I'm gonna.
You know what?
Be,
you know what
I'll,
I noticed about young
I'll
people
be your
these
first,
days.
Hang on a second, dude. I'm throwing some game here. I'll be. My tongue will be your pocket rocket, sister.
All right.
Let's do it.
I already had that, but let's do it again.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. What else? 50 rubles. What else, dude?
Okay, I was eating at Art's
Ooh,
Cafe.
Eating, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat you like tofu, sister. All right. So what else? 50 rubles. What else
okay,
is going on?
Okay. Anyway, so I was eating this cafe, and this guy kept pointing out postcards, being like, you see that thing? I worked on that. And it was like a ship, and then it'd be a plane. I worked on that thing. He worked on everything and every single postcard on the wall. And then you know what he said? He was like, you know, young people don't use toothpicks anymore. I just thought that was fucking weird.
Yeah, I think that's pretty weird, too. What do you think, Ruby Sexy Candy?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
You know what my comeback was?
What?
It was never eat spinach with a stranger on Sunday.
Standard.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said. Exactly.
No. Well. Yeah. So what happened on the show tonight?
Well,
we had phone sex.
We had phone
sex
a couple of times. Yeah. Huh?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
we did. It was fun. I mean, it's no big deal. We do it all the time. We're actually trying to take calls from people, trying to figure out what we should do for our next sex tape scene.
Oh, we'll fucking get a mule and just ram like a garden hose up its ass.
Yeah, we've done that. It's been done. We want to do something new, something fresh.
How about
we ram a garden hose up your ass?
I don't think that would be
yeah,
fucking working out.
How about we douche your ass with a garden hose?
No, I don't think that sounds like a good idea. So do you guys ever do any like I was telling you, you've got to get that sound effects board in that studio over there.
Yeah, well, I do have sound effects. What sort of sound effects do you want to hear?
I want to hear a duck quacking.
Hey, yeah, I got one. You hear that?
That's pretty good. No, I was thinking,
what else
like,
you want?
I'm
what else
old,
you want?
Like, no, like, the, remember Wolfman Jack, how he used to do it?
Wolfman Jack, I don't, because I wasn't alive in the 1800s.
Well, no, but I've seen it on TV. I've seen it. There's a thing called the TV now.
They had TV back then?
Before the computer.
That was the whole point. They didn't have TV. He was on the radio. That's why. What are you talking about, dude?
There was a video of him on the radio. It's like pre-fucking internet.
A video of him on the radio. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was before
they
had
video
film.
Cameras ran back then, so that's why he did a radio show.
Right. Well, he also had a device for traveling through time.
He had a time machine, too. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we can broadcast from anywhere. Like I'm right now, like I'm not in Morocco anymore. I'm in the Paleozoic era.
I thought you were in Detroit.
No, well, it depends like what time, you know. Anyway, so I was thinking like you get like a xylophone
and like some drumsticks and a cowbell and a shaker. Like I have a shaker here. You can listen. You could do sounds like that.
And what's that supposed to be? What's that supposed to be the sound of?
Here, I'll throw
like
it on
like a baby
your,
rattle?
Your door.
A baby rattle?
It's,
I mean, like,
it's in front of your door right now.
Perfect. A baby rattle. What am I going to do with a baby rattle sound?
It's not a baby rattle. It's a fancy African gourd with seashells on it.
That's
Hello?
Exactly what I thought of when I, it was either that or a baby rattle. I couldn't make up my mind.
No, it was a dead snake that I picked out of. See, if you look in front of the complex, you'll see a sewer grate, and then down inside the sewer grate, there's a dead snake, which I picked out with some gum, and I shook it in front of your door.
Perfect. I appreciate that. All right, moving on. If you want to join us here on this cavalcade of mediocrity, the number is 347-826-7667. Plenty of time to join myself and my co-host tonight, Angel. Thank you, Angel, once again for joining me for the entire program. You are a real trooper, for real.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah,
It's been entertaining.
Yeah, we got a good little mix of people tonight. It's been fun. Do you have anything you'd like to plug other than my cornhole on the program before we sign off tonight?
Are you kidding? I would not put any information out there with these people.
That's what I thought. You know better. She's a smart woman, folks. She knows what's up. She's not stupid.
That's
the
right.
Scary thing
no
is,
way.
The scary thing is I actually have I have some guests that are going to come up in the next week or so here that are using their legitimate names. So hopefully they won't get harassed too hard by the trolls. They're appearing on shows that hopefully aren't going to get hit too hard, but who knows? I mean, it'll be fun. One of the nights is going to be a comedian. I have a comedian lined up for not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Her name's Kate Brindle. She's from Michigan, of all places. So that'll be interesting. She does a lot of comedy in the Midwest. So, hell, Angel, you might run into her in your neck of the woods. She's going to be here not this Sunday, next Sunday. And then next, this coming up Tuesday, I'm doing a WonderCon preview show. For those of you who don't know what WonderCon is, I don't know what it is either, but I'm going to find out and do a show on Tuesday with some dudes that are presenting some shit at WonderCon. It's this new web series called Help, I'm Alive, and I'm going to have the creators of that on. They're going to talk about that and give us a preview of what WonderCon's all about. And then hopefully I'll have them on when it's over and have them do a review, because it's like...
Oh, so no new music Tuesday?
No new music Tuesday, no. It's going to be WonderCon preview. You hate new music Tuesday, don't you?
I don't hate it. I just don't like all the music
now. Oh, I'm trying to like mix it up a little bit. Like, I'm not going to... Yeah. New Music Tuesday, it has been kind of an epic fail. I have fun with it, but nobody really enjoys it. They just want to hear me talk. They don't want to hear me play music, and that's cool. Like, I'm down with talking. That actually is a compliment, I guess, in some ways, is that people are like, "Fuck it, we want to hear you talk." So I'm going to talk with these dudes from this Help I'm Alive show. And we'll take calls, and I don't know. I guess we'll have phone sex with them, too.
You phone whore.
Yeah. And then I have another guy coming in next week who raises gerbils, and he's going to tell us about this gerbil farm that he's had for the last 20 years. That's going to be next week. I haven't pinpoint.
You know what people do
yet.
With gerbils, right?
No, I've never heard of any weird stories having to do with gerbils.
We'll
tell
put
me.
Gerbils up their ass.
No, really? We should try that sometime for our next. Okay, we're going to do that in our next video.
What? Well, we're going to put it up your ass, though, right?
After we put it up yours.
No, no gerbils. Nothing goes up my ass.
Exit only, huh?
Yes.
All right, let's take another
but
call
I'll be
here.
More than, I'll be more than happy to put it up yours.
Oh, all right, baby. Let's do it then.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
All right, let's take a call. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Vince. It's Miguel.
Miguel, hey, what's up, Miguel? What's on your mind, dude?
What?
Oh, God.
This is our friend Miguel. He calls in. He calls in from time. Hang on, I'm gonna put Miguel on mute for just a second. Hang on, Miguel. Keep your panties on. Miguel suffers from what is that? Tourette's. Is that what that's called? Yeah. So I just want to warn our callers, our listeners. He does do. He has a weird nervous tic where he just goes. And he has no control over it, all right? So bear that
is
in mind.
Is he picking Goofy Bones place while Goofy Bones on tour?
Yeah, pretty much. Goofy Bones big time now, so he's out on the road doing his rock and roll thing. And so this guy, yeah, he's hanging out. He's actually friends. He's not the new janitor. The new janitor is Javier. It's a different guy. This guy is just as bad. So I'm going to bring him back. All right, what's on your mind, dude?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, go ahead, Miguel. What's up?
Yes, I want to say the show is so good. It makes me so happy when I look at it at night. It makes me say, what?
Okay, I apologize. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes to take your calls. It's Vince in the Bay with my lovely co-host tonight. It's been Angel, the lovely Angel. And we have plenty of time to take calls. If you want to join us, I'm going to do a quick roll call in the chat room. Thank you for sticking around, people. I'm talking about you, Angel, and Carlito from Mexico, and comedian Stevie Mack, and, oh, hey, there's Desert Rose, and Uncle Bobby, and, I'm sorry, it's DJ Uncle Bobby now, and Dr. Han Solo, Flamer, and guest 23663. Thank you, folks, for joining. Oh, also, earlier, they've already checked out, but earlier, Patty Comb Home was in here, and Matilda Blankets. Good to see them critiquing the program as it unfolds in real time. And speaking, I was talking about my basketball Jones. I got that on in a second ago. And looking at the scoreboard here, catching up with things. A couple of interesting scores, some upsets, as you would expect from the Sweet 16 now? Let's see, Connecticut, number 3 seed Connecticut upset San Diego State 74-67. BYU and Florida State went into OT, Florida. BYU and Florida went into overtime, Florida winning 83-74. The other game, let's see, Butler defeated Wisconsin 61-54. Butler going back to the Final Eight. Butler was in the championship last year, lost to Duke. They're back in the Final Eight. Speaking of Duke, they will not be going back to the Final Eight or the championship. They were upset tonight by Arizona, handily 93-77. The Wildcats were ablaze. from the floor, defeating the Duke Blue Devils, and they advance. So, wow, madness, folks. March Madness in full swing. I guess tomorrow night when I do the Free Ball Friday, I'll be reviewing some more scores from tomorrow night's games. Angel, do you even care about college basketball? Are you into sports, really?
No. I mean, yeah, I like sports, but I don't care about college ball.
What sports do you like?
I like football, baseball, basketball, but I'm not too big into college sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess Ohio State was in this.
Yeah, you
got
to be. You got to at least Ohio State football. You have to. Isn't that like required?
Ohio should follow. I guess I should with being in Ohio because the pro teams in Ohio aren't that great.
Right.
Yeah, it's true, but yeah, I don't know, college ball's not my thing.
That's cool. What's up? Well, the Cavaliers were good for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they had, I don't want to say his name. I never liked him.
Yeah. He whose name we will not speak of here is no longer with them. That's fine. He went,
I never liked
up.
Him when he was with them, though. I never liked him.
Interesting. So. Right, let's take one more call here. We got a 111 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
It's me, Carl.
Carl, what?
What's with the attitude, Vince? Can you bring up Ben Gay for me, please? My toes are killing me.
Patriot or Reg?
Because you were licking them so hard last night, they hurt.
It's really hard to hear what you're saying, man. It sounds like It sounds like your phone is like shoved up your nostril. Can you pull the phone away from your mouth or something?
I know, but I wanna smell you through the phone, but I can't. Can you come upstairs and bring the Bengay? My toes hurt from last night. You were licking them so hard.
All right, that's disgusting. I don't want to even, like, envision that possibly happening. Oh, God. This guy is disgusting, and he does not stop. I apologize. He's cutting into our sexy time together. There's only 2 minutes to go here. It's been such a wild, crazy ride. It went so quick.
I know. We'll have to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure and honor. And thanks for the quickie, too, during the second hour there. That was fun.
It was.
Hello?
It was fun. I'm glad you had me tonight. Thank you.
Oh. My pleasure, sister. Anytime. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. And if anybody out there listening wants to be a co-host on the show, you're more than welcome to submit your name to be in the pool of co-hosts here. I'm looking to have like a revolving door of scintillating internet personalities such as Angel here tonight and tomorrow night. I'm going to have Ruby Sexy Candy with me for Free Ball Friday, so stick around for that. But like I said, if you want to be a co-host, just hit me up on either Blog Talk Radio, or you can email me at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Once again, that's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/vinceinthebay. I have a new blog spot, which I'm going to update tonight. Check it out. It's not updated yet. I'm going to update it tonight with show notes for upcoming programs. I have, like I was mentioning, I have a comedian, Kate Brindle, who's going to join me next week. I'm also going to have an interview with the creators of Help, I'm Alive. You can check that out on my blog. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. I'll check you out tomorrow night for Free Ball Friday with Ruby Sexy Candy. That's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out right here on blogtalkradio.com/vinceinthebay. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you once again, Angel. And I'll speak to you all very, very, very soon. And until then, I love you all and enjoy this one shining moment amidst the March Madness.
There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star in all the years. No one knows just how hard you work. But now it's yours. Your heart, the wind in your face, more than they can resist, more than they race.
Having troll problems. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from Hags to Bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
Having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind,
but
share
I
it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple
all right,
fingers
first off,
on
wait,
one
hang
hand.
On, hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well,
my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again, back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Oh, because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got dude, the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
bitch ain't
one.
Hit
me.
Hello. Hello, 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and what I need to do?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's
that
Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Well, who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know my
man
Darnell. You don't know my man Darnell. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies, so... You know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny's.
Wait, who?
Bitch.
What? All right, man, forget it. You got to try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the Bay.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
San Francisco, 1978, Amber Crombie, Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.